As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense in God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking for my prayer today? Delight in God, joy, love, presence, faith. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 34 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice, what word or phrase catches my attention? I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Our Lord wants us to see our wretchedness and meekly to acknowledge it, but he does not want us to remain there or to be much occupied in self-accusation. Nor does he want us to be too full of our own misery, but he wants us quickly to attend to him, for he stands all alone, and he waits for us continually, moaning and mourning until we come. And he hastens to bring us to him, for we are his joy and his delight, and he is the remedy of our life. For love never allows him to be without pity, and when we fall into sin and neglect recollection of him and the protection of our own soul, then Christ bears all alone the burden of us. And so he remains, moaning and mourning. Then it is for us in reverence and kindness to turn quickly to our Lord, and not to leave him alone. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savour it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being, I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture. Song of Songs 7, verse 10, and Psalm 85, verse 8. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice, what new word or phrase catches my attention? I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying, for you speak peace to your faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to you. I repeat my word or phrase again and again in my mind. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught me. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savour it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being in God. Feeling his love enfold me. I have a conversation with God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.